One of the things that I want to talk to the guests here today is one of the things that I've always been interested in, and it is about expanding the definition of Irishness. And I think all of our guests can sort of see that because they're all well-travelled and sort of, I think, to, you know, if you travel, you get to look back at Ireland and you get a sort of a different view of Ireland and Irishness. Because, you see, when I was a teenager, I always felt that my Irishness was somehow suspect. You know, I didn't tick all of the boxes that you were meant to tick, you know, to be an Irish boy. I didn't like football. I didn't really get you to, you know, the idea of the trip to Tip was absolutely terrifying to me. And on top of that, then, I did tick a whole lot of boxes that seemed somehow incompatible with Irishness at the time. You know, I was gay, I really liked Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett. And on top of that, of course, I had this weird accent. You know, I didn't even sound like an Irish boy was supposed to sound. I was always being asked accusingly, where are you from? And then when I would say I was from Mayo, I'd get the kind of look that you usually only get from a suspicious immigration officer. And even actually my very middle classness was somehow vaguely un-Irish. You know, I think Irishness was somehow working class always. Irishness was stone-picking farmers or hod-carrying labourers, you know, or tenement Dubliners, you know, not the son of a vet. Middle classness was, in a way, vaguely Protestant. And I always felt an odd kinship with Irish Protestants whose Irishness was also continually suspect. I felt as if my Irishness was always being called into question. It seemed to me as if Irishness had a very strict, narrow definition, and that definition wasn't elastic enough to include people like me. And although that wasn't the only reason, it was certainly a good part of the reason why I ran out of Ireland at the first opportunity, because I wasn't sure at the time that there would ever really be a place for me here in Ireland. And it was only later, when Ireland began to change, that I started to think, well, you know, actually, maybe there would be a place for me here. But even then, I definitely thought that I would have to make that place. And in some ways, I would say that actually that, more than anything else, is what I have been about for the last 20 years or so. You know, trying to make the concept of Irishness elastic enough to stretch around people like me. And I think over the last 20 years or so, the boundaries of Irishness have expanded to stretch around someone like me, you know, people who were previously outside. Certainly, I no longer feel that my Irishness is suspect. Now, that may perhaps be partly just down to the fact that I am older, I'm more confident in my own self and in my own Irishness. But I do think that Irishness has become more flexible or more malleable. It has sort of squeezed up on the pew and made room for a few more.